A few minutes later, Han turned toward the interior wall of his quarters, where a group of silhouettes was just growing visible through the translucent spin glass. Most of the figures were obviously Killix, with shadows in their hands that suggested electro-bolt assault rifles and Verpine shatter guns. But the two silhouettes in the center had only two arms each and carried no visible weapons. They were about squib height, but a little too stocky and flat-faced. A Saras guard pressed its thorax to the wall and boomed an order.
"She's ordering us to step away from the door,"
C-3PO said. Han looked around and held his arms out to his side. "Where do you expect us to go? We're already in the back of the room." The guard drummed an acknowledgement. Then it and several other bugs used their mandibles to sniff and rip the outer seal away from the doorway. A moment later, the two silhouettes they were escorting pushed through the membrane into Han's quarters, bringing with them a sweet-smelling cloud of the bond-inducing pheromones that pervaded the jail. The first figure was a jug-eared Sullustan in a tidy white flight suit, resembling that worn by the captains of commercial starliners. The second was a furry little Ewok, with a white stripe running diagonally across a body that was otherwise as black as carbon.
"Tarfang?"
Han gasped. He shifted his glance back to the Sullustan.
"June?"
"Yeah, Digga. Some a little."
The Ewok chuttered something sharp at Han, while the Sullustan merely braced his hands on his hips and looked around the cell, shaking his head.
"Tarfang suggests that since you're an inmate, and Captain June is the owner of a fine Demorian Ronto-class transport, you should address him as Captain June."
"A Ronto?"
Han did not bother to hide the disdain in his voice. Rontos were among the slowest, ugliest, and least efficient of the light transports crisscrossing the galaxy. He frowned at Captain June.
"What happened to that Mon Cal sailfish I set you up with?"
"She was too expensive," June explained. "My weekly payments were customarily running a week and a half late."
Han frowned. "But you were making them, right?"
"Yes," June said. "With the appropriate interest, of course."
"And Lando took her back for that?"
Tarfang jabbered an explanation.
"Captain June was too clever to give him the chance,"
C-3PO translated.
"He traded his equity for a DR-919A, free and clear."
"Someone got a real bargain," Han said. "I don't suppose the second mistake squibs are the ones who gave you this steal?"
June looked surprised.
"How did you know?"
"Because I sent for them and you showed up," Han replied. "It doesn't take a genius to know you're in deep with them."
June nodded proudly.
"They gave us a 10-standard-year freighting contract."
In a softer voice, he added, "We're exclusive."
"No kidding," Han said. "Let me guess. Expenses included?"